Hello and welcome to What's Brewing, CISFA? What's Brewing, CISFA is a podcast produced for the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. I'm your host, Dennis Schrader. I serve as your 2020-2021 CISFA president. My co-host, Dana Yarbrough, works with me at Los Angeles Mission College. We bring our financial aid experience and years of CISFA involvement to the podcast. What's Brewing CISFA hopes to inform and entertain you 30 minutes at a time. But for today, we're going to keep it to just 15 minutes. So let's go ahead and start the show. And again, I welcome you again to What's Brewing CISFA. And I welcome you to the first segment of our show, known as The First Cup. Pour yourself a nice cup there. As the first podcast episode, I guess we should start with the basics about this show, including, what is CISFA? What's Brewing CISFA? Who is this Dennis person talking? And lastly, we'll answer, who's Dana? For today's episode, let's see if I can answer all these questions for you. Let's start at the top. What is CISFA? CISFA is the California Community College's Student Financial Aid Administrators Association. CISFA has been around for over 50 years, formed in 1969 by financial aid administrators at junior colleges across the state of California. That's the old word we use for community colleges, junior colleges, in case you hadn't heard that. Although there are still a few schools out there that do have junior college in their name. Although we're not going to go deep into the history of CISFA today, here's a little known fact. CISFA was originally known as the California Community College Student Aid Officer Association, or CCCSAOA. If for no other reason, it seems like the association changed its name to CISFA just to get a little bit of symmetry in the printed name. Three C's, S, F, and three A's at the end. And CISFA does roll off the tongue a little easier than CISAOA, or however you would have said our older association name. Let's talk a little bit about what's Brewing CISFA? What's Brewing CISFA, or WBC for short, is a podcast original created by me, Dennis Schrader, your 2020-2021 CISFA president. I hope WBC will inform and maybe even sometimes entertain you, our listeners. Assuming most, if not all of you, are CISFA members, I hope WBC will keep us connected throughout my year as association president. WBC was dreamed up nearly a year ago, maybe even longer, created out of a string of conversations between me and my co-host, Dana. As Director of Financial Aid at Los Angeles Mission College, years ago, I bought a K-cup coffee machine for my office, mostly for use by the student workers and the staff in the office. And Dana, being a regular staff person and a regular morning coffee drinker, would come by and use my K-cup machine at least once, if not twice or more, every morning. You know, during these times when she would come by, we'd talk a little bit about life and work, family, music, and occasionally we would riff back and forth as if we had a radio show, just for some fun. Thus, What's Brewing CISFA, you'll hear as we continue through, we'll have some coffee-related terminology. We call our segments the first cup. We follow that up with a second cup. And our last segment will be known as a last sip. I hope you enjoy the sound effects that I put into place. Now, on to our next question. Who is this Dennis person? That's me, Dennis Schrader. As stated earlier, I'm the Director of Financial Aid at Los Angeles Mission College and your 2020-2021 CSFA president. I've been in financial aid since 1995 when I graduated with my master's from a university in Missouri. After having worked in college housing for about 5 years or so, both undergraduate and graduate level, I have to blame my graduate internship in the financial aid services office for my move away from residence life and into financial aid. And that's a good thing. About 5 years after working full-time in Missouri in financial aid, I was spurred by a trip to Southern California for an NCAA conference to move and move westward. So with some luck, I landed at Glendale Community College as the Assistant Director of Financial Aid. I worked for a great boss and mentor, Dr. Pat Hurley. Pat may be retired, but she continues to work with many of us, consult with many of us, as her depth and knowledge in financial aid is a little hard to replicate. Now, I started my current position in 2008 when I was hired by the Los Angeles Community College District to be the financial aid director at Los Angeles Mission College, one of the 9 colleges in the district. With almost 12 years at Mission, I continue to find our field of work to be interesting on so many fronts. This is whether I'm working with students, faculty, staff, administrators, working with our local high school counselors, or their students or parents. As for my involvement with CSFA, I've done a lot over a lot of years. I've served as copy editor of the CSFA newsletter, webmaster, treasurer-elect and treasurer, 2 times each, the Region 7 rep, and prior to my presidency, I was in the position of president-elect. So I may not have done all the positions, but I have done a lot so far. And once in a while, I do work with CASFA, our neighboring association, the California Association for Student Financial Aid Administrators. In fact, as I'm currently serving as president of CSFA, one of my counterparts at Los Angeles Pierce College in my district, Anna Faye Robinson, she serves as president of CASFA. I do hope to have Anna Faye on the WBC podcast on future episodes, hopefully to talk about our relationship together as CASFA and CSFA, but I just want to give you a little teaser on that for now. So one last question to ask and answer. Who's Dana? So today, I'm only going to give you a brief look into who Dana is. Other than telling you that she's the co-host of WBC, I want her to speak for herself when she joins us in the future, hopefully starting with episodes next week. As I noted earlier, What's Brewing CSFA was dreamed up during a simpler time. This was also known as 2019. Back then, the plan was to launch WBC in the spring semester, spring of 2020, whereby me and Dana could produce the show from my office back on campus. I'd bought all the equipment, figured out the technical details, even drew up a little map and plan where we would sit in the office with space available if we did interviews or had our student staff help us with the show production. Boy, what a different world that was back in 2019. As this pandemic changed all of our lives, including the continuing work-from-home requirement most of us are living through, WBC was put into hiatus before it even got to launch. But with the official transition of the CSFA executive boards, and that just happened a few weeks ago, I decided we needed to get WBC off the ground. This did pose a dilemma, though. How would Dana and I be able to co-host a show while working from separate home locations? Well, we have a couple of options at hand, but with both of our regular jobs taking much of our weekdays, I figured it'd be best to get a few episodes out the door and into the wild for you, our listeners. And once the stars align and the details are all worked out and we're close, Dana and I will be able to co-host while maintaining a safe 15-mile social distance. Now, before we continue with the rest of the show, let's take a short break, a little musical interlude, if you would, before we head into our last sip segment for the day. And welcome back to the show. And welcome to our last sip segment of the show today. For today, I'm keeping our show to just 15 minutes. But starting soon, we'll expand to 30 minutes with the extra time spent with interviews with CSFA exec board members, leaders from across the state, and hopefully across the nation. And we'll add some financial aid news that affects all of our work lives. Again, we'll keep the show relatively short at about 30 minutes when we move on to our expanded format. But this way you get a nice quick listen with us and then you can move along with your day. Or you can put us at the end of your day and prepare yourself for the next day. But for today, like I said, we're going to keep our show short and sweet. Hope you're enjoying our first episode of What's Brewing CSFA. Please join us for our future episodes. If everything's worked well today, I plan to release episodes every day of this week, of the week of July 20th. And we'll see how well that works and turns out. Beyond that, we'll probably do 2 episodes per week, one at the early part of the week, and then one towards the end of the week. Probably the one at the end of the week will be a little more entertaining as we get closer to the weekend, as we don't want to overload anybody with just financial aid news and interviews. We'll do some more fun stuff. And this pretty much concludes our show for today. I want to thank you for joining us here on What's Brewing CSFA. Remember to check out the CSFA website at CSFA.org. That's CCCSFAAA.org. You'll find our Twitter handle on our homepage, so please follow us on Twitter. I'll be posting updates about the association, the podcast, and other things I hope you want to know. For this and future WBC podcasts, find our feed at wbccsfa.podbean.com. That's wbccsfaaa.podbean.com. That's the word pod and bean put together as one word. Tell your friends and colleagues about our show, and let's try to build this show together. What's Brewing CSFA is a production of Studio 1051, a creative collaboration of the team of Dennis Schrader and Dana Yarbrough. Hopefully we'll have some other shows for you in the near future about financial aid and other topics. This has been episode number 1, recorded Monday, July 20th, 2020. I hope you all have a great day and have a great week. Join us again.